This is one of the reasons why I like boxing. This would be the business of boxing, and then the boxing of boxing taking over and giving us an extraordinary night. Oh, that's my kettle boiling. Just a moment. This was Jordan Gill versus Zelpha Barrett, and the business of boxing was no belts on the line. You can't really call it a number one contender match for any featherweight title, but the loser, where do they go? Where will it be? They're both Brits, so where will they find themselves if they lose? That's the setup, simple setup, beautiful setup. The boxing of boxing took care of the rest, because the feeling is that Gill is probably the one who will come out on top here. That's the general feeling that I get. And it's cagey to begin with. And Gill, well, Barrett actually wants to counterpunch. He wants to bring Gill on. That's always dangerous. He gets his movement right in the first couple of, well, three rounds maybe. He was just moving to one area. And that's always dangerous, and then he mixed it up a bit. Now, even in the second round, Barrett tried to get in some of those body shots. That will be a feature later on. And an overhand right in the third made Gill think. Now, Barrett, in the first three rounds, is coming on strong. And Barrett is your man at the time. Gill's settling in, Barrett's not really letting him. But then, in the fourth, Gill's got some better movement coming forward. And what he does is, he tries to take control of this. He goes southpaw, but Barrett nullifies that with footwork. And then hits some massive shots in there with a turned leg and a turned hip to the body, does Barrett. But Gill's back at him to try and put him on the back foot. In the fifth, Gill looked to cut the space and was in and out beautifully and was looking then and succeeding, I believe, in bossing this fight a little bit. He was the one that was pushing the pace. And because Barrett was looking at counter-punching, that was a different matter for him. Gill looked to be taking over by the seventh. It finished in the tenth, by the way. But Barrett's still on his toes. Gill's perky in the eighth, taking over the pace, picking the shots, backing him up in the corner. They traded in the ninth, and that was a good round. And maybe that's what made Barrett think, well, actually, I can take this. Because Barrett in the 10th, fast head shot, body shot, then a sickening. Gill came to the body, Barrett skipped away from that. His movement was superior, actually, I believe, throughout this match. Then a nasty Barrett left to the body. Gill put down on his back, rolling around, came back up, tried to move forward, was a little bit immobile by this. Body shots can take it out of you. They're sickening. He still came forward. Then a Barrett left to the body and to the solar plexus, really. And Gill crumpled to the floor. Got up again, but just didn't fancy it. You could see that. It was a really good stoppage from the ref because he just didn't fancy having a tear up at that point because those body shots really work on you. What a great, great night of boxing. Similarly matched boxers. You could see them setting conundrums and puzzles for each other, which they were besting each other for. You're turning southpaw, I will do this. You've got the body shots in, I'll try and push the pace and cut that distance to get in there. What a great night of boxing. And the business of boxing sold it. The boxing of boxing continued it. And that is the kind of fight that I love to see as a boxing fan. And that is why I'm a boxing fan. That is why I explain that the barbarism of boxing is about the puzzles that those boxers set each other, because there's no one else in that ring. When that bell rings and you get off your stool, there is no one else in that ring. That is why I love boxing so much. Ta-ta.